Mary Alexander, Mary M-A-R-Y, Alexander A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Date of birth is 1-2-1952. This is for date of service, 1-25-2024. Mrs. Alexander is a 72-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2008. She also has a history of a renal transplant in 2007, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism. The patient had her left side of her thyroid removed, and this was benign in the 1980s. The patient had renal failure due to dye. She also has a history of sleep apnea. And the patient has a rare genetic disorder called von Hippel-Lendl syndrome, which causes cysts on her kidneys. And these were removed, about 80% of them. And the pancreas was removed about 80% in the 80s. For her diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1c is 8.9%. She's on Humulin 70/30, 14 units in the morning and 8 units in the evening. She failed metformin secondary to GI side effects. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, her latest hemoglobin A1c is 8.9%. We will plan to place the patient on Soliqua 15 units once daily and recheck a hemoglobin A1c and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to her return. Next number, she may take the Humalog 70/30, 8 units in the evening as needed if the patient decides to eat a larger meal. Next number, the patient has pancreatic insufficiency and she is on Creon therapy for this. Notably, 80% of her pancreas was removed in the 80s due to her genetic syndrome of von Hippel-Lendl syndrome. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, the patient is a renal transplant recipient in 2007 due to her genetic disorder. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for her sleep apnea, continue current therapy. Next number, follow up with primary care provider in Lakeland, Dr. Idris, I-D-R-E-E-S. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.